Women's Big Bash cricket is back. The Sydney Sixers will take on the Melbourne Stars in Hobart tonight, weather permitting, fingers crossed. The competition's return comes after the announcement of a $1.2 million pay increase for our female cricketers. Australian cricket star Elise Perry is leading the Sydney Sixers out tonight. Elise, welcome back to breakfast.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Tonight at the Sixers, you'll be facing off against your national captain, Meg Lanning, and the Melbourne Stars. How excited are you about getting out there and having a bash?
Yeah, very, very excited. As you mentioned, I think there's a little bit of dicey weather around in Hobart today, but hopefully that all clears up for this evening. And it's a really special competition for everyone that's involved, and it's lovely to be starting it again for this year.
And what is so special about it? I've never been to a Big Bash League game yet. What is so special about it?
Well, I think from the Women's Big Bash point of view, it's been such an important competition for us to continue to grow the game and really put it in the spotlight for lots of people to be exposed to and mm-hmm. watch. And it's helped to develop so many young players as well. So that's been a wonderful component of it, but it's also just a lot of fun. It's a quick and fast-paced game, and I think it just comes at a really nice time of year too when people are ready for some entertainment.
Certainly the profile of the women's game is lifted, and in the women's BBL this year, for the first time ever, a large number of players from India's national team, 8 players, signed on. What does this say about our competition, that it's sort of going global, or and what does it do to the quality of the comp?
Well, I do think probably since its inception, it's really been the preeminent T20 competition in the world for women. It's awesome that this year we've got some Indian players playing, a large contingent of them for the first time. But we've also been able to attract a lot of players from all around the world at different stages, and they've been the best players in the world, which has been absolutely great for the competition and for the exposure for our young players too.
So you welcome that? You'd welcome more global players?
Yeah, we've been fortunate. We do attract global players every year, and there is a quota on how many you can have in each team, and we're able to fill that every year, which is great.
The women's game, as I say, is growing. It's attracting more fans. And I think proof of that is that the new TV deal will mean that all 59 matches of the Women's Big Bash League will be televised live. What kind of a boost does that bring, and what does it say, do you think? I suspect that the networks wouldn't do that unless they could see that there is a support base, a fan base for this game.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, and that's been built on some really strong foundations over a number of years, and every year it seems to grow and get bigger, and certainly the amount of people that we're now able to attract to the game is fantastic, and it does have a commercial benefit to it for sponsors and for broadcasters, which is a really healthy place to be.
This week, some great news for our female cricketers. Cricket Australia announced a $1.2 million increase in the retainers for women cricketers in the country. But still, I mean, that's welcome. But still, the base payment, I think, is a third of the base payment average for the male players. How does that sit with you?
Yeah, I think the key part of it is how much progress has occurred, and the fact that we sort of recognise that there's still a gap to close there, but we're very much on the way, and it's a really welcome boost, especially for our domestic players who have been training as full-time athletes for a few years now, and just to have further support around that, to be able to do that and work in an environment that's incredibly supportive of them is really important. So I think going forward there's still some really great opportunity to continue to grow and develop and provide more support, but as a base it's been great.
How much a challenge is it for our female cricketers to invest full-time, become full-time professional? I mean, someone like you, you're a superstar of the team and of the global cricket game, so I imagine you're on a good paycheck. I won't ask you what it is, but for generally to attract players to devote their life to this, is it feasible?
I think more and more so it certainly is, and in a number of ways, and I suppose I sit in a biased position, but cricket has really led the way in that. It's one of the best domestic paid competitions for female athletes, and as we're speaking about, it's continuing to improve in that respect. So it's a really attractive option for young female athletes. I think going back to when I started playing, there wasn't even payments for female athletes in cricket, and now, you know, we're talking about full-time athletes at a domestic level. So, yeah, it's a really viable option. It can always continue to improve, but I think where we are at the moment in terms of opportunity is just wonderful.
A big statement from the CEO of Cricket Australia yesterday, Nick Hockley, who, you know, recognised there's still, quote, a really big gap in the salaries of male and female cricketers. He says, we won't rest until there is genuine parity across all elements of the game. As I say, a very big statement. How long do you expect that will take?
yeah, it's a really good question. I don't know, but I think the fact that, you know, it's been built on some really strong foundations, there's a wonderful cohort of players who are really willing to do anything that they can to improve the game and make sure that it continues to grow and be, you know, attractive to young girls wanting to play, as well as fans and people right across the country, is a really important step. And I think, you know, we're also cognizant of where the game sits and where we'd like it to go to. So there's some really great work being done, and, you know, that might take a little while, but I think we're on the right track.
Well, I think we're on the right track because our female cricketers are doing such a great job. It's a pleasure to watch you play, and it's great to have you on Breakfast, Elise. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Elise Perry is the captain of the Sydney Sixers. She's going to go out and have a crack tonight when the Women's Big Bash League hopefully kicks off in Hobart. She's had a cracking year already. Elise Perry crowned the ICC Women's Cricketer of the Decade earlier this year.